Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Cannonball coming.
The Splash, brought to you by Presidential Pools, Arizona's number one pool builder. See why at presidentialpools.com.
We start the Splash for Friday, May 20th, with the recent trend of blowouts in the NBA playoffs continuing. Last night, the Boston Celtics cruised over the Miami Heat, 127-102. How many times have you heard me say this in the last couple weeks? In a game that wasn't that close. Game two of the Eastern Conference Finals, Boston, who got Marcus Smart and Al Horford back into the starting lineup, hit 20 of 40 three-point attempts, including a barrage of 9 of 11 in the first quarter alone, to seize control of the game. They never let up. Jason Tatum led the way with 27. Smart and Jaylen Brown had 24 each in the win. The last five playoff games in the NBA, dating back to the Sunday Game 7s in both conferences,
yeah,
they've been decided by an average of 24.4 points. Ugh. That's not great.
Yuck. Right. Yeah. Right.
Series is tied up at 1-1 and headed back to Boston for Game 3 on Saturday. Western Conference Finals resume tonight in San Francisco. The Warriors trying to go up 2-0 on the Dallas Mavericks. That game will tip off at 6 o'clock. It's on TNT. On the Tube, you can hear it here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station, tonight following the conclusion of Burns and Gambo. The big question is, can Andrew Wiggins continue to slow down Luka Doncic? I don't think you can slow him down for a whole series.
Yeah.
And now he's got that scratch on his face, so he's all tough.
Yeah, right. I would think that there would be a big bounce back game from Luka, but I'm not certain Dallas wins that game.
I think it's going to probably follow a similar pattern, at least initially, to the Suns.
Yeah.
Down 2-0, then Dallas.
The home teams play better.
Who knows?
Yeah. Those role players, and there's a lot of them for Dallas. They tend to play better in Dallas, except in Game 7. D-backs snapped their losing streak at 6-3-1 win over the Cubs at Wrigley Field in the opener of a four-game series. Zach Gallen continued his stellar pitching, allowing just one run over five innings. D-backs got four innings of scoreless relief from the combo of Sean Poppin, Joe Mantiply, Ian Kennedy, and Mark Melancon closed out a game. Way to go, Mark.
Yeah, how about that, right?
Gallen pushed his season record to 3-0. His ERA actually jumped from 105 to 114 on the year. That's how good he's been. Series continues today with Humberto Castellanos facing Kyle Hendricks. 11:20 is the first pitch from Wrigley. Pre-game coverage starts at 10:30 on ESPN, 620 AM and 98.7 FM HD2. Man, Zach Gallen is starting to get a lot of pub. I read an article. Peter Gammons wrote a long piece on Zach Gallen, how good he is, one of the best pitchers in the National League. It looks like this is the year he's finally putting it all together.
Yeah, he's answered every single question we had going into the season, and that was going to be, all right, is this guy going to get back to flashing the brilliance and the dominance that he did? Mm-hmm. And he has.
Yeah,
I agree with you.
D-backs also continued to shuffle their roster yesterday, not ruffle their shoster. They placed catcher Jose Herrera on the injured list.
We should get a six-pack of ruffle shoster in here, shouldn't we?
Anonymous listener.
And yeah. Stat. they selected the contract of Grayson Griner from AAA Reno. The Phoenix Mercury, playing without guard Skylar Diggins-Smith, a non-COVID illness, dropped another one, this time to the Dallas Wings, 94-84 at Footprint Center, despite 31 points from Diana Taurasi. Mercury now 2-3 on the young season. They will play on the road at Las Vegas tomorrow afternoon. Weren't they just there?
Yeah, this will be the third time that they've played the Aces, and they've played five games this season.
Yeah, the WNBA schedule makers really bang up job.
Feel free to spread her out.
They played Seattle twice.
Yes.
They're about to play Las Vegas three times.
Yes.
In six games.
And they played the Dallas Wings. So they will have played three teams in six games.
Round two of the PGA Championship at Southern Hills in Tulsa is underway. Your leader going into round two, Rory McIlroy, fired a 5-under 65 yesterday, one stroke better than a group of golfers. Justin Thomas is already out on the course today, birdied his first hole. He is at 4-under par for the tournament. It was a rough go for Tiger Woods on Thursday, 4-over. In his first round, and then complained that his leg was hurting, which is completely understandable.
Oh, yeah. He had a good start yesterday. He had a good thing going, and it just all kind of got away from him at the end. There's a lot of people wondering if he's going to show up for round two today, if he's going to make the cut. Tiger takes great pride in making the cut on a weekend in a major.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he is going to give it a shot, but I've got no expectations.
Yeah, he will. He's scheduled to tee off at 11:36 Arizona time in that group with McIlroy and Jordan Spieth. Mm-hmm. And the NHL playoffs continued last night. Tampa Bay Lightning took a 2-0 series lead over the Florida Panthers with a 2-1 win. Ross Colton scored the game winner for Tampa Bay with just 3.8 seconds left in the third period. The St. Louis Blues evened up their series with Colorado. They scored a 4-1 win over the Avs in Game 2 last night. Boom, there's your splash.